Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nagsimula na ang legal na aksyon ng Fair Work Ombudsman laban sa dating mga operator ng Yakiniku Kosu, isang Japanese restaurant sa Northwest Sydney, dahil sa alegasyon na hindi nila nabayaran ng tama ang dalawang migranteng Pilipino ng halos $100,000 at pagbibigay ng pekeng mga record. Ang Kosu Group Party Limited na nagpapatakbo ng Yakiniku Kosu sa Castle Hill at ang nag-iisang direktor at bahagi ng may-ari nitong si Sean Lee ay nahaharap ngayon sa Federal Circuit and Family Court. Ayon sa FWO, inayos ng Kosu Group at ni Mr. Lee ang pagpapadala ng dalawang Pilipinong manggagawa mula Pilipinas patungong Australia gamit ang mga visa. Ngunit sila ay underpaid at hindi nabayaran ng tama ng kabuuang $97,621 mula May 2019 hanggang September 2020. Sinasabing sa kabuuan, binayaran lamang ang mga manggagawa ng humigit kumulang one-third ng kanilang nararapat na sahod. Sa panayam kay Fair Work Ombudsman Anna Booth, sinabi nito na ang kanilang pag-aksyon ay nagsimula matapos makatanggap sila ng request para sa tulong mula sa mga manggagawa.
These two brave workers, it's really courageous. They came forward to us and they made a complaint. One was an attendant. And he was underpaid nearly $60,000, and the other was a chef, underpaid nearly $40,000. They came to us and they lodged what we call a request for assistance, and we pursued their concerns with the employer and discovered that, in our view, they were underpaid, and that's what we will allege to the court when the case is heard.
Kasunod nito, nagkaroon ng masusing imbestigasyon na nagresulta sa pagtuklas ng sinasabing peking mga dokumento at hindi tamang sahod. Ayon sa ulat ng Fair Work Ombudsman, isa sa mga manggagawa na nasa edad 21 hanggang 22 noon ay nagtatrabaho bilang food and beverage attendant at ang isa naman ay sous chef. Bagamat iba-iba ang kanilang mga oras ng trabaho, kinakailangan nilang magtrabaho ng hanggang 128 hours sa ilang fortnightly period, kasama na ang split shifts, trabaho tuwing weekend at mga public holiday. Ngunit karaniwang binabayaran lamang umano ng Kosu Group ang food and beverage attendant ng $800 net bawat dalawang linggo at ang sous chef naman ay $1,200 net kada fortnight na labis na mababa kumpara sa minimum pay rates at iba pang benepisyo na nakasaad sa Restaurant Industry Award 2010 at 2020. Dahil dito, naniniwala silang na underpay ang mga manggagawa sa minimum pay, overtime, penalty rates, split shift allowance at pati na rin sa annual leave entitlement. Tinatayang na underpay naman ang food and beverage attendant ng $57,927 at ang sous chef ng $39,693. Bukod dito, inakusahan din ng Fair Work Ombudsman ang Kosu Group sa paglabag sa mga batas tungkol sa tamang pagtatago ng record at pagbibigay ng payslips. Kabilang na rin dito ang pagbibigay ng maling impormasyon sa mga inspektor na nagpapakita ng mas mataas na nabayarang sahod kaysa sa totoong binayaran.
Look, it is very serious to not provide payslips and not keep records. In fact, we say it's the bedrock of compliance because you can't actually find out what someone is owed unless you've got the records. It's very serious to underpay to this extent. I mean, this is a very large amount of money, the total amount adding up to nearly $100,000 for just two workers. And we allege it was deliberate conduct, that the falsification of the records indicates that it was really intentional. The fact that these two workers were visa holders makes it even more serious for us because visa holders are particularly vulnerable. They're often afraid to come forward, which is why I say these workers were so brave. And we regard those workers as a real priority for the Fair Work Ombudsman.
Naging hamon sa Fair Work Ombudsman ang beripikasyon ng mga dokumento.
Yeah, well, look, in this case, there were particular challenges, and they were that the employer, Mr. Lee, and the company, the Kosu Group, that operated the Yakiniku Kosu restaurant in Castle Hill, we allege faked payslips, basically. They gave us records that indicated an amount of money was being paid that was significantly overstated. In fact, the workers were only paid around one third of what they were lawfully entitled to. We had to get through that falsification of records before we could understand exactly what the underpayment rate was.
Nilinaw din ni Fair Work Ombudsman Anna Booth na ang mga migranteng manggagawa ay isa sa pinaka-vulnerable, kaya't mahalaga na may proteksyon sila at may mga batas na nagpapataw ng pananagutan sa mga employer para maiwasan ang pang-aabuso.
The Australian government has a policy of supporting visa holders and making sure that their visas are protected if they are making complaints about being exploited. And practically speaking, the Fair Work Ombudsman has people who are used to working with vulnerable people who are kind and listen and support those workers through the process of finding out what it is that they are owed, and then making sure they get that money back. And in this case, the workers have received their correct payments in full, but it was 20 months late. And so we are still prosecuting this employer because of the shocking exploitation that was revealed by this investigation.
Inihain na ng Fair Work Ombudsman ang kahilingan na multa sa korte. Ang Kosu Group ay maaring pagmultahin ng hanggang $33,300 kada paglabag, habang si Ginoong Lee ay maaring pagmultahin ng hanggang $6,660 kada paglabag. Naibigay na sa dalawang manggagawa ang kanilang kulang na sahod. Samantala, nakatalaga ang directions hearing sa Federal Circuit and Family Court sa Sydney sa 16 ng Setyembre taong 2025. Sa kasalukuyan, sarado na ang Yakiniku Kosu Restaurant. Nagbigay naman ng paalala ang Fair Work Ombudsman sa mga employer at mga negosyante sa tamang pagtrato sa kanilang mga tauhan.
Yes, so employers also can get support from the Fair Work Ombudsman to find out what their obligations are.
Mm-hmm.
We have a special employer advisory service that's available to small business employers, and most of the employers in the fast food restaurants and cafes sector are small and are entitled to use our service. We will give tailored advice in writing to tell the employer what they need to do, and that is what we advise employers to do, to find out what their obligations are actually before they go into business, so that they're sure that they can run a business successfully by paying all of the costs that they have to run the business and still make a profit.
Hinikayat din niya ang mga manggagawa na huwag matakot magsumbong at ibinahagi ang proseso kung paano makakalapit sa kanilang tanggapan.
Now, it is possible to email, but it is our usual process is a phone call. So it's 13 13 94, and anyone can ring that number and make an inquiry and find out, you know, what the right rate of pay is. We can also use an interpreter on 13 14 50 if the caller doesn't speak English. And having made that inquiry, if the result of the information that we give the person is that they believe that they're underpaid, then we create what's called a request for assistance, and then we will look into their matter. And depending on the seriousness of it, we'll either take it forward for an investigation, or we will typically seek to have it resolved between the employer and the employee through dispute assistance.
What will be your advice to the migrant workers to help them avoid being exploited at work?
Look, it is very important to know what your rights are and to know that you have the same rights as any other worker in Australia. You can find out what your legal entitlements are by using our website, which we do have all of our material translated and also a translation service. You can ring us up, as I said, and have the interpreter interpret for you. You can also go to the union that covers your industry that has a very detailed knowledge of what the employer's obligations are. So there are a range of ways that a migrant worker can find out what their rights are, and really that is the best way to make sure that they're not exploited, is to know what their rights are.
Matatandaan nito lang Abril, inilunsad ng Fair Work Ombudsman ang mga legal na hakbang laban naman sa kumpanyang nagpapatakbo ng 11 Peanut Street Noodles Restaurant sa Sydney, Brisbane at Sunshine Coast dahil umano sa hindi tamang pasahod sa higit 100 manggagawa. Karamihan sa mga apektadong empleyado ay mga migranteng manggagawa mula sa Pilipinas, Thailand, Vietnam, India at Indonesia. Sa loob ng 7 taon mula July 2017 hanggang June 2024, nagsampa ang Fair Work Ombudsman ng 146 cases laban sa mga employer na may kasamang visa holder workers at nakapagtala ng halos $23 million na halaga ng multa sa mga kasong ito. Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.